At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm speaking with Tammy Didlot. Tammy, you are the president-elect for the American National Cattlewomen. Why don't we start out, you tell me first where you're from and a little bit about you.
Great. Well, I'm from Oklahoma, and I'm a third-generation rancher and also a business owner in the state of Oklahoma, as well as the newly elected president for the state. And I have been involved with Cattlewomen for about 8 years.
So you definitely are willing to take on some responsibilities and put in, because that's what it takes, is really some volunteer work at a grassroots level to make this all work. At this meeting, as opposed to the winter convention, let's say, what are the types of activities and work that you do here?
Well, we take this opportunity to do our committee work and basically measure our goals. We set goals for our committees, and we spend time going over the national programs that we have and getting updates on those. And then we also spend time doing education workshops for our local grassroots state presidents to take back to their states and their local chapters.
Anything in particular you might want to point to as you look ahead as being a project you're really excited about, for example?
Well, we're always excited about our national programs, the Speakers Bureau program, the Beef Ambassador program, and the Beef Cook-Off program. All of those are our keynote programs, but we're really excited about educating the youth and getting more collegiate cattlewomen involved and spending time we've gotten one of those on our board of directors now. So we're evolving to that and trying to help transition, building our pipeline of our future and for the sustainability. We hear sustainability all the time in agriculture. We have to do it in our program as well.
Exactly. I'm just kind of curious, maybe others might be, how active and how much participation do you have on the part of American cattlewomen in ANCW? How would you describe that? Has it been constant, steady, growing?
It's been pretty steady. We haven't really taken off on growth like everything. We're happy to maintain because in the aging producers and the struggles with everybody's time, you know, we have a lot of people that work away from the farm. I do as well. We have a lot of professional business women that are in the ag industry and agribusiness or running their own companies or, you know, also being parents. And it takes a lot of time. And what we're trying to do is leverage the talents we have in our group and making sure that we spend our time wisely and do it as efficient as we can, webinars, teleconferences, and kind of focus on that.
So when you become president, which will be at the winter convention in 2012, anything that you kind of already thinking about are going to be priorities for you at that time?
Yes. Probably one of my key priorities and kind of my pet project in addition to our regular programs is really to continue to focus on bridging that gap for the collegiates and building that pipeline, and also working to formulate better relationships with our state beef councils and, you know, making sure we foster those relationships with our industry partners as well as NCBA and CBB and really working on that. I think we can all take a lesson and learn to, you know, work with our partners. We're all in this together.
Good point. Thank you very much, Tammy Didlot. She is the president-elect for the American National Cattlewomen. And here from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.